The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Bundy edition. You can be a part, 844-967-2789. I just have this gut feeling. The Saudis didn't invest the money with Jared Kushner because of his, upright character, let's just say. I don't think that's why.
His incredible track record at making money.
Well, he had no track record. His only track record is basically inheriting money and then overpaying for real estate and then getting money, apparently, reportedly, from the Emirates. United Arab Emirates have already bailed Jared Kushner out once upon a time because, he's kind of buried in a building, if I understand correctly, the 666 Fifth Avenue. Apparently, bought it sort of, at a high value, paid too much, that kind of thing. Here is something interesting. Have you noticed how much the right wants to point towards Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden made like $3 million. How dare he? Now, that seems like a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. And Hunter Biden, also a ne'er-do-well, sort of like Jared Kushner. I don't think any of these guys should be managing anybody's money. They can't manage their own money. At least, all indications there are. But it's pretty bad when Alan Dershowitz, the Trump-defending Alan Dershowitz, has come out. And I see also the supposed Delaware computer shop owner. They both come out and denied a lot of these child porn pictures and stuff that allegedly were on the hard drive of Hunter Biden. The computer shop owner said specifically he deep dove and he notified the FBI, not because he found child porn, but because he was worried about national security. And he, being a strong Trumpster, says, none of these other videos, photos, whatever it is that Hunter Biden allegedly had on his hard drive, that never happened. And Alan Dershowitz is taking a similar tack. Attorney Alan Dershowitz, who formerly defended Donald Trump during his first impeachment, told the conservative outlet Newsmax that he doesn't think the investigation into Hunter Biden's emails regarding his foreign business dealings will incriminate his father, Joe Biden. You'd have to prove complicity by, quote, the big man, Dershowitz said. It's not enough for the big man to be mentioned in an email. There have to be emails from the person who was the target or the subject of the investigation. Remember, hearsay is inadmissible. So I think there's a long, long road to hoe before you get anywhere close to the president of the United States. Dershowitz also referring to recent reports that say emails, photos, and text messages from a laptop that Hunter Biden allegedly left at the Delaware repair shop contain incriminating evidence that could reflect negatively on the president. As Newsweek points out, there have been no evidence suggesting that President Biden was aware of or involved in any alleged crime or ethics violations committed by his son. So we got Alan Dershowitz saying probably not the old man. Long way to prove that Joe Biden knew anything about the allegations against his son. And here's the other story I found. David Edwards reporting, repair shop owner knows of multiple attempts to insert questionable material into Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, they're going to cast the allegations against Hunter, but if they don't exist, they're more than willing to plant incriminating stuff if they're able. The computer repair shop owner who turned over Hunter Biden's alleged laptop to the FBI now says that many reports about photographs on the device are misinformation. Pardon me. During an interview with Real America's Voice host Ed Henry, he asked John Paul Back Isaac. Normally serial killers have three word names, right? John Paul Back Isaac. I mean, that's a four worder. What's that mean?
He's a guy in Delaware.
Anyways, yes, I.
There was no right answer.
I guess I'm throwing it out there against the wall and seeing what sticks. But during an interview with Real America's Voice, host Ed asked John Paul Mac Isaac if he observed disturbing images of children on the laptop. But Mac Isaac, a Trump supporter, explained that he contacted the FBI about the laptop because he was concerned about national security implications. And here's a direct quote. "That's what caused me to do a deep dive into the laptop once it became my property," Mac Isaac said. "During that time, I saw a lot of photos. I did not see a lot of photos that are being reported to be seen." A little bit more. "I do know that there have been multiple attempts over the past year and a half to insert questionable material into the laptop, as it's not physically, but passing it off as misinformation or disinformation is coming from the laptop," he added. "And that is a major concern of mine because I have fought tooth and nail to protect the integrity of that drive." Well, sure you did, fella? I mean, maybe. How you ended up as a Trump supporter in possession of the laptop, and it's what, got a Biden for President sticker, so it must be the kids. But how he got his hands on this thing, and now he is now the bastion of the integrity of the laptop. But he's telling us that, you know, these allegations against Hunter Biden are planted. They're disinformation. They're erroneous. It never happened. 844-967-2789. Here's a friend. Been a while, my pal, L.A. Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Cree. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. And second, I am a proud FDR Democrat, and I hope that more people would start calling in and start getting the Democratic Party in line with who won four elections in a row, which was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
You realize that was nearly 100 years ago. I'm supportive of FDR as well, but
I think the policies today would still work just fine, and the second Bill of Rights would work just fine if they actually brought those out and said, "This is who I am, and this is why I am this person, or why I'm behind this person." But anyway, I just wanted to add this last thing real quick. Just remember, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it.
So you're saying projection?
Projection, but people don't know the word projection very well, so I figure it's better to say, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. So I would have asked, if I was Ketanji Brown, I would have said, "You know what, Ted Cruz, you sure seem to know a heck of a lot about the subject of pornography and about child pedophilia. Why is that?" We got to throw it back at them and ask them, why is it that they're so smart and so educated on pedophilia, LGBTQ rights, all these different things that they don't care so much about them? Because I'll tell you what, every one of those guys has got some probably 12-year-old boy or girl, and they're stuffed in their closet somewhere.
Allegedly. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is next. Stick around. I know you will.
You're the best son money can buy.
Here's your taco, mister.